The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, we'll talk about the Astros and Royals Weekend Series, upcoming series about Baltimore at home, and much more. The Astros Baseball Podcast wouldn't be complete without the one and only Rob Fontenot. What's up, brother?
Nada, how's it going? Just got back home from HEB like everybody does. I think you were there too. It's like a Sunday ritual. You got to go to HEB. That's it.
Exactly. By the way, this is Steven Peterson again joining you guys. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, I got the text from you that said I'm grocery shopping, be home in a little bit, and I instantly knew that that meant I'm at HEB because I was at HEB also, and yeah. Where else do Texans go, right?
Yeah, and I got home first. I mean, you got home first. So I said, hey, just you can be the host today. I'll ride shotgun. I never really get to do that, but how'd Friday go for you? I had my debut this Friday. My debut, the guy that hired me, he said I did good. So I guess I did okay.
So for me, our game was Thursday. And then Friday, I had to go out and do scouting because district starts up, you know, the divisional district stuff starts up next week. So I had to go scout games Friday since we didn't have one. Crazy thing is down here in the Corpus area, every game got canceled pretty much at halftime because of lightning. Like it was no heavy rain ever came, but lightning was everywhere. So everything got canceled. But yeah, what was your experience? Texas high school football, what do you think?
I'll tell you this. They sent me all the way across the field. I had to fill out some form to get paid. And I don't really care about getting paid. It's not really like life changing. But by the time I got back, it was almost at the 20-minute mark. And, you know, one team hadn't turned in the roster yet. And I wish I would have had more time to sit in there and chill and just get ready to take it all in. But overall, I think I did good and it went well and I had fun. It's not as fun as I thought it would be. It's a little bit more like work, but I did love it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it can definitely be like that depending on the game and the matchup. But speaking of games and matchups, let's get into, I guess we could say, a pretty disappointing weekend series for our Astros. We discussed it last week. We got back-to-back worst teams in baseball. You're thinking, all right, we're going on the road. Astros have as many road wins as the Royals do in their whole season. Let's get back on track. We go in there. We win 1 out of 3. First game, though, Friday night. Get to see your old boy, Zach Greinke. You always know he's going to bring something crazy. Astros end up losing 4-2. Greinke only pitches 2 innings. 48 pitches in 2 innings.
Why was that? I was at the game. Why did he come out so early?
I don't know if there was an injury. I don't know. I never got the final word. I believe it was his shoulder injury, but I think that's an old injury that might have flared up or something. But he only pitches 2 innings, gets 3 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, 48 pitches in 3 innings, though. So maybe I saw a stat coming in. He was 1-10 on the year. And
I thought it was 1-15.
It might have been 1-15.
I really don't know. It was bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's 1-15. After the game, he had a 5.39. I think he had almost a 4.5. Just not good. No. Not good. And we still couldn't get a win. Just no hits. And we discussed it on the last show. Javier has this 9-3 record coming into the game because he always gets run support. We wanted to know what's going to happen when he doesn't get run support. And we found out. He goes 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, 81 pitches. He had 2 earned, but the Royals did get 3 total runs in his 5 innings. So he leaves the game down 3-0. Well, what do you think about, you know, Javier without run support?
He pitched the same. 5 innings, 5 hits. You know, they scored 3 on him. It's what he does. He no longer has the ability. I don't know if he ever did, but that's him. 5-inning Javier. That should be his nickname. But the offense wasn't there. It's 2 100 loss teams in a row. You're looking at the schedule. Your mouth's watering. You're trying to separate yourself from Texas and Seattle, and you can't take care of business. It's nuts. A lot of people are upset, but it's really not as bad as it seems.
I mean, it's not as bad as it seems because of the standings, which we'll get to later.
Yeah.
But it is as bad as it seems if the other, you know, with the Astros themselves, it feels like it's really bad. But in hindsight, when you look at everything, it's not as bad. But he gives up the 5 innings.
We were on the road, too. That's what's nuts.
Yeah, that's why going into, you know, I'm like, oh, we're on the road. 100 loss team. We're good to go. And just couldn't get it together. So Salvi Perez hits a sac fly. Melendez scores in the third. Velasquez hits a solo homer. Bobby Witt Jr. hits a solo homer in the fifth. That was Javier's last inning. Then Yordan comes in, double to left, Pena scores, it's 3-1. You're thinking, okay, here we go. Astros will get some run support like we always do, good to go. Nothing in the seventh. Massey hits another solo in the homer for the Royals in the eighth. And then Jose Abreu hits a homer in the ninth to bring it 2-4. And we go down in Kansas City. We only had 7 hits. We went two runs, 7 hits, 0 errors. Kansas City, 4 runs on 9 hits with 1 error. You know, just
the thing about that Abreu home run is it was to lead off the inning, I believe.
It was.
And then they couldn't do anything. The Astros pitchers gave up 3 home runs.
3 home runs, and it's just like it never – I don't know if we went into that first game thinking, like, we're talking, it's the Royals. Greinke's 1-15. Nah, 3-4 runs. Let's just, you know, get into the rhythm, get into our motion, and we'll be fine to win this game. And they weren't.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was the Royals' 3rd straight win. Then we jumped to Saturday. All right, we dropped 1 game. By the way, last Friday, I did say, if I saw us, or last Wednesday, I apologize, I said on the last show, if I see us losing any of these games of the Royals, it could be that weird Zach Greinke game. And it turned out to be a weird game with him only pitching 2 innings. So I thought, all right, that's out of the way. Let's go to Saturday, get these 2 wins. We played them again after, you know, in about 7-8 days. Let's just get back on track. And on Saturday, they just blasted us from the intro. JP France, Salvi Perez doubles with a 2-run double in the first. Velasquez hits a sac fly in the first. Melendez hits a single in the third, and all of a sudden they're up 4-0 just to start the game. And you're thinking, oh no.
I turned the channel.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to watch football. I'm not going to watch these guys get beat by a 100-loss team again. Because I wanted to see Colorado and Colorado State, or there was two good football games on.
It was Dion.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch this.
So
that might sound bad. I'm sorry, folks.
Well, I don't know. It might sound good, because when you change the game, all of a sudden, Yainer Diaz, who should be starting every game, by the way, Yainer Diaz, big bomb to center to lead off the fifth. Bregman singles. Dubon scores right after that, and Alvarez singles and Bregman scores. All of a sudden, it's 3-4 in the fifth. You're like, hey, here we go. Here's what we meant to do yesterday in the ninth. Let's do it now. Then the bottom of the fifth, Velasquez walks. Garcia scores on a bases-loaded walk. France gets pulled there. Four and a third inning, five hits, five earned, four walks. Here's the crazy one. Zero strikeouts.
Against
the Royals.
I've been doing the fantasy betting, and we'll get to that later. And I had JP France 4+ strikeouts, and he threw zero. He screwed me there. So, you know, I turned the game, right, and then the Astros start coming back. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to watch it yet. But then something big happened, and then I turned it back.
Well, yeah, so like I said, the bases loaded walk comes in. They pull JP France. Montero comes in. Witt hits a sack fly, and Montero goes 2/3 and one walk. They get out of the inning. It's 3-6. You're like, all right, here we go again. Well, who comes up to bat in the sixth inning or in the seventh inning? The one and only, our hero, Jose Altuve, down 3. It's a 346 homer to straightaway left. Pena and Dubon score. Boom. New ball game, 6-6. You've got Maton coming in. You're thinking, all right, here we go. Maton and Neris.
I turned it back to the game when Altuve hit that home run. So it's my fault.
Yeah.
I should have just kept not watching it. They did good. They probably scored like all the runs when I wasn't watching.
I think they did Maton was already in at that point and threw a scoreless back half of the sixth. And then Hector Neris comes on. They get a bunt single to first base to score a run. Then they get a fielder's choice to score another run. It's 6-8. Then they get a sac fly to score a run. And we leave the seventh inning after just tying it down 3 again, 9-6.
When it was 8-6, that's when I turned it back.
Yeah. This Prado guy comes up, hits the sack fly. Then he comes up in the eighth, hits a homer to left, 400 feet, 10-6. You're like, what? This is the Royals, guys. This bullpen is supposed to be, you know, this bullpen is supposed to be what it's about. And like I said a couple of days ago, Bagwell said on the radio against the A's in the game we won, all we got to do is keep it close to the end, and this shutdown bullpen will win every game.
I thought it's a bullpen game now. We got this.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder Dusty did his typical move. Montero first out, either Neris or Maton second and then third, and then you get Abreu and Presley. And I'm like, all right, typical game. Abreu doesn't allow hits. Presley knocked that rust off that last time. We're good to go. We're down 4 entering the ninth. Alvarez doubles like usual. Altuve scores, Bregman to third. Couldn't capitalize on those two guys on base. We go 7-10. And then Abreu got one more in the ninth, but we lose 8-10.
Yep.
10 runs to a team at that point had 47 wins. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know what it is. I mean, the thing about the Astros this year is that they're not good at home for some reason, but one thing that has been very consistent for years is they play down to their opponents. When they play teams they should win, they don't play good. And I don't know if they don't get motivated. I don't know if they are just going through the motions because they think they're going to win. I can't explain it, but somehow it always happens. They should go to Kansas City and just kill these dudes, like 12-2 or something every game, or maybe like it was on Sunday, but they play down. And then, you know, one thing it could be, someone pointed this out, whenever a team like that plays the Astros, it's their World Series. Yeah, so they're gunned up for us, and we're not gunned up for them.
You know, that's a big thing in a lot of sports, especially at the end, you know, whether it's NFL, MLB, whatever it is. If you're not going to go anywhere, you want to play spoiler. You know, that's always a big thing at the end of the years for sports is who's going to play spoiler. And, I mean, we out-hit them. We lose 8-10. We have 12 hits. They get 9 hits. We had 2 errors, though. And this is something I can remember way back when. I'm talking like Killer Bees days. But then we had that slump. But I remember it in the 2015 year when we lost to the Royals. It was one of our big problems. Even in 17, it was one of our big problems. I don't know what it is, but we leave so many people on base.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. And it has been a problem. I can remember my entire, you know, fandom for the Astros. It's always, we are at the top of leaving people on base. And this was another example. You score 8 runs, you're thinking, oh, you know, they got, you know, they just couldn't get the hits. But when they did, they did their job. And it's like, no, we left a lot of people on base, you know, just typical.
If you would have messaged me and said the Astros scored 8 runs today, what do you think the score was? Ah, we beat them 8-2, 8-3. I would have never thought that we would let the Royals score 10 runs.
Yeah. So, I mean, so JP France now is 11-5. With a 3.84 ERA, 1.35 WHIP. I still like his stuff. He's going to be fine. That's his, you know, he had 3 wins in a row, Boston, Texas, San Diego, pitching deep into the game, only allowing, you know, less than 5 hits in all of them. So I'm not too worried about him. It's just the team as a whole I'm worried about. Then you jump to today. You almost feel like it was the last game against the A's, a must win. And you remember, Dusty did something really weird against the A's in that last lineup. You remember he started Singleton?
Yeah.
And he started Myers, and he did all this weird stuff.
And we spoke about, though, the people that he took their place, they didn't have any hits anyway.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Well, so this time, Kyle Tucker didn't play today. Myers is in center. Yeah, no Kyle Tucker today. Myers in center. Brantley in left, Yordan DHing. So Astros win 7-1. Let's get through that. Framber. Not worried about Framber losing very often. You know, he has 10 losses, but you want to talk about no run support.
Yeah.
You point to Framber.
Oh, yeah.
He gave up a sac fly in the second, and that was his only run. Abreu hit a sac fly in the third. Chaz singled and Chaz singled and Bregman scored. Myers homered in the fourth, Yordan homered in the fifth, and then we just tacked on some extra runs in the ninth with Altuve single, Alvarez walk, and Abreu fielder choice to go ahead and win 7-1. Framber went 7 innings, 5 hits, no earned because it was a sack, 5 Ks, 1 walk. He improves to 12-10, 3.2 ERA, 18th in majors with strikeouts with 183. Framber, if that loss total wasn't so high because of run support, I think he's the obvious Cy Young. I know a lot of people point to Garrett Cole because of his stats, but his team's not, I'm one of the guys, your team's not in the playoffs, except for Shohei.
It's hard to win a Cy Young without your team being really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we go into the fourth inning and it's 1-0? Well, and the Astros hadn't scored yet. We're already a third of the way through the game.
We were going into the third.
We scored in the third.
We scored twice in the third. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So it wasn't too far away. They just scored in the second, so it wasn't, you know, they scored in the bottom second. We score right after. Not that big of a deal. But here's the crazy thing. Here's the lineup. I'm just going to read them in a rant. So you know the first three: Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, right? Then you get Chaz somewhere in there, Pena in there, Maldi's catching because it's Framber. Jake played today. Abreu and Brantley. Who's cleaning up in that lineup? Yordan's hitting 3. Who do you think they had cleaning up?
Abreu. That's a good guess.
That was a good guess. Here's the thing about it, though. Jose Abreu has a 0.659 OPS on the season. even lower against Reinhead in pitching with a .642. He's batting cleanup with 2 weeks to go in almost a virtual three-way tie for the playoffs. Can you even guess why?
No.
Like, I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Yiner's played first base.
Well, doesn't Abreu's usually after, it's like Yordan.
He's after Tucker because Yordan's third.
It's usually Yordan, Bregman, and then Tucker, and then Abreu. Abreu's usually, I guess he just moved him up.
Yeah, so they went Altuve. They went Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Abreu, Brantley, Chaz, Pena, Myers, Maldi.
I don't know, but it kind of worked out a little bit.
He was 0-4. he had the sack fly. He had a sack fly in a fielder's choice, but he's 0-4. Chaz goes 3-4, batting .285. Tons of homers this year. I don't know if you've heard this, but there was a big thing going around. Like, it got to MLB Network and caught a lot of traction. Of the reason that Chaz doesn't, or that Dusty doesn't play Chaz that much. Did you hear it?
Because he's overweight?
Because he's overweight and short.
That's dumb.
And it's like, I didn't believe it at all.
He's like one of the top five or six center fielder or outfielders. He might even be one of the top six OPSs in baseball or one of them stats.
Yeah.
He's good.
So here's the thing. Stat-wise, even with the hot streak that Julio's having at the end of the year, Mike Trout, because he's been hurt a lot, Aaron Judge, because he's missed a lot of games, Chaz McCormick is statistically the number one center fielder in the American League this year.
And Dusty doesn't care.
And we don't play him.
I don't get that. But last Sunday, when Dusty did that same thing, those guys performed, and Jake Meyer started in center field and got a home run.
No, Jake had another home run today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not. Yeah, it's just
Jake Meyer Sunday. It should be a thing.
Something. But nonetheless, we at least get one win. Luckily, we look at the division standings. Astros are now a game and a half up because Texas and Seattle are both on three-game losing streaks. So they helped us.
We lose 2 out of 3 to Kansas City, and our lead grew.
Yeah, we grew by a half a game. So
we should be up by like 4.5 games.
Well, like I said, we talked about it to kick off the show. In a tight-knit look at everything, Astros only, the world is falling, the sky is falling, everything's bad. Zoom out of everything in the playoff hunt, we're just fine.
Yeah.
But we still got to get it together.
We're 2.5 games ahead of Seattle after going 2-4 against Oakland and Kansas City. So it's not that bad. Everybody's struggling.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, with the Rangers starting pitching lately, I'm not that worried about it. Scherzer's got banged up. Like, you know.
Seattle's not even in the wild card anymore. It's Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Texas.
Yes.
Texas is the last wild card guy now.
Yeah. So, which makes me look dumb because, you know, I kind of last week said we'd get 3 in. But it's a long way till the end of the season. We got plenty of time.
We play a good team next, so we'll be fine.
Yeah. So, looking at that series, like we usually do on this show, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give out our 3 awards. Position player of the series. Pitcher of the series, and coach, what is it?
Coach Rose.
Okay, there we go. I was going to say, because of Coach Rose, which is the unsung, unexpected hero of the series. So, do you have yours ready? You want to go first?
Oh, I'm ready. My pitcher.
I went first last week, so.
My pitcher is Framber Valdez by a landslide.
I think that one was the most obvious one, so I'm just going to go ahead and say, yeah. Pretty much, you know, no earned in seven innings, 5 hits on a must win. He kind of did what Hunter Brown did with the A's and said, "We need to win, guys."
I got you. You know what, Jose Abreu today? I saw this on Twitter or X right before we got on. He hit his 10 years of service today, so that's good. That's good for their future. I think that they get some kind of benefits, you know, a pension if they get 10 years.
And I'm not gonna all the people, has Abreu been what we wanted him to be? No. Is it the end of the world?
No.
No.
Look at last year. Yuli Gurriel didn't do anything. He was probably worse.
Well, I remember the same time everyone was calling for Abreu's head, there were a ton of people saying to trade Bregman to get better prospects because he's batting 220. I wanted to say,
no.
Guys, every year he bats 220 to the All-Star break and then hits 480 the rest of the year and yeah. Hits 300.
Plus, who are you going to get? You got to look at Alex Bregman's defense, too. He's not You don't just look at what he does at the plate. Alex Bregman is an amazing third baseman, and he will
be. I remember people saying we need to trade him and Peña, go get Dylan Cease and Tim Anderson when Tim Anderson was hitting like 110, one homer.
I wouldn't want Tim Anderson for nobody.
Exactly.
My position player next, right? Yeah. All right. So I wanted to pick some people, but looking at everything, the whole picture of the series, I went with Altuve. I can tell by your face that you don't want to match with me.
I do not want to match with you because that was going to be my guy as well.
That's called a trifecta if we get all three together.
Well, he goes 0 for 4 one day on Friday. He goes 0 for 4, but then he goes 5 for 10 and bats 500 the rest of the series. Bregman was off to a good start and then kind of just didn't do much with it. So I am also with Jose Altuve. You know, he had the most hits, did the most on the team, and that's who I got to go with.
Yep. Coach Rose. My Coach Rose is Jake Myers. He came in today. Trifecta. Jake Myers got that home run in the win. I'll take Jake Myers as Rose.
That's mine as well. Jake Myers. He only played today, went 2 for 4 with the homer. Got Jake Myers. We got the trifecta. So moving on, I believe we're going to jump into, let's go with.
Well, you know how I've been doing some sports betting, right?
Yes.
So let me tell you about this. So sports betting, I have to do this ad read. I've signed on with somebody for this. Sports betting has rapidly risen in popularity. As you know, I've been doing it lately. I wanted to connect with you all on an opportunity to get started and get ahead. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the most simple way to maximize your profits, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit my page, signupexpert.com/astro, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. So when you click on that link, it'll show you which ones you're able to play in Texas. So that makes it easy. There's also a review of each platform and unique benefits. You put 20 in, you get 20 more. Put 100, you get 100. There's some that your first bet is protected. You could bet $100. If you lose, you get it back. It's a lot of benefits to it. They have sign-up offers for new users. When you register to my link, you'll automatically receive the top offer in each one. When you use multiple sports books, it ensures you can always have access to the best odds, which is successful in sports betting. Take advantage of these benefits and support Astros Baseball Podcast. Consider signing up for your next sports book at signupexpert.com/astro. We're almost out of time. People. We're like, we got a lot more to cover. So we got to like do the turbo edition here.
All right. So rapid fire. Lineup changed a lot. I talked about Abreu there in the cleanup hitter. What is Dusty's lineup grade and overall grade for this series?
I would say C. It's just normal, average, what he does. And I'm going to give him a C+. Because I like the way he shakes things up on Sundays after we lose a couple of games. I like that. Shake it up. Do something different. Kyle Tucker's one of the best players in baseball. We give him the day off, and we finally get a win. So you never know what's going to happen. Jake Myers was my Rose winner, your Rose winner. We had the trifecta. I give him a C+.
Going in, up until I saw the Abreu in cleanup thing, I actually had him a B plus because what he did on Saturday in our second game, he moved Yiner up the lineup. He had Payne all the way down at 8, Dubon at 9, and he had Yiner up there, which I think we need. The Abreu at cleanup does take it down a little bit for me, so I'm going to give him a B minus. I think it's just typical Dusty. I don't think it was his fault for the losses with the lineup this time. I think it was just we couldn't hit, didn't do enough, and that was pretty much it. So heading into our next matchup, not only do we get one of the hardest teams in baseball, the number one team in the AL, the Baltimore Orioles, who, might I add, rebuilt the Astros way, which is kind of cool when you think about it. We get them at home, so it's like a double whammy. You know, it's literally a double whammy. The Orioles, if you do not know, they actually, we might get lucky with this because today they clinched their playoff berth. Beating the Rays today in 11 clinched their playoff spot. So do they rest anybody that's a little banged up? Because nobody's going to pass them.
How hard did they party today?
Well, yeah, I mean, they rush the field, they party. You know, do we get lucky and they actually rest some people?
I doubt it.
What are your expectations heading into this series as a home series coming up starting tomorrow?
Series.
Yeah.
Who's pitching? Who do we have? I thought I wrote it down, but I don't have it. We should have JV, right?
I just looked at it. We have JV. Where did it go? I just had our stuff open and it went away. There we go.
Is JV, Hunter, and to be determined or something like that?
We have JV, Hunter, and Javier against them.
Oh, Javier.
Means Gibson and Bradish. So luckily Javier didn't get really the hardest one out of the group, but I mean Bradish isn't, you know.
I'm gonna say Astros win 2 out of 3.
Astros win 2 out of 3. Kyle,
they're
Gibson
at home and they're playing a good team. They should be motivated because they're gonna play a team this weekend that they're gonna face. They should face, and they could face in the American League Championship. If they both win their games, they both should have buys. If the Astros can continue winning, yeah, I think so. I think they're going to be motivated. I think they're going to be ready. Hopefully, I don't know how motivational Dusty is, but they need some kind of like Rudy moment in that locker room. It's like, dude, you just lost 2 out of 6, or you lost 4 out of 6 to the two worst teams in baseball. Like, step it up.
I wish it was 2 out of 6. I did hear there was a players meeting not too long ago that Dusty kind of was like, he's all for, you know, waved it off, didn't get bothered by it. So maybe there, I know a lot of people have posted, we carried him to a World Series last year, we'll have to do it again. I don't know if the players meeting was showing that that's their thoughts is, hey, let's get together and carry them. But we get John Means versus Verlander. He's 0-1 with the 5-4 for the year. Then we get Kyle Gibson, the second game against Brown. He's 14-9 with a 4.9 ERA. And then we get probably, I thought it was their worst, but arguably their best pitcher ERA-wise. Kyle Bradish goes against Javier in the last game. He's 11-7 with a 3.12. He has the highest strikeouts. He's not too bad. That one is a day game, too, a Wednesday day game on my mom's birthday, by the way. So
let me add this. It's another reason that I think the Astros are going to do good. They swept Texas, who's a playoff team, and they took 2 out of 3 of San Diego, who's not doing as good as you think they would, but they're very talented. So they play good against good teams. So I think they're going to do well.
And just before that, Boston was still right in the thick of the playoff hunt. We sweep them and put up a ton of runs. We had that weird series against the Yankees. Like you said, the Padres, they're a good team. They might not have a good record this year, but you look at that lineup, they're a good team, and we waxed them the last two games, like 19-7 total runs. Yeah. So I think we win at least 2 out of 3. You never know. This could be that, okay, like we did against the Rangers. You think you guys are the big guy in the AL? Let me remind you who's still boss, who you still got to go through Houston to get this W, you know?
That's how it feels being an Astro fan. God, we suck. Man, we're so good. Man, we suck. Like, You just got to keep the faith, folks. Keep an eye on that standings. Since the Astros took over first, they haven't relinquished it. So think about that. It's bad, but it's bad for everybody. There's extra pressure, you know, but the Astros should be able to handle it.
And like I said, if you look at our entire season, we did not have a losing streak more than three. And right after the three-game losing streaks, we have won 3 to 4 in a row following it. So if the trend continues, we sweep Baltimore, head back into against Kansas City at home, hopefully get some revenge on them. I could see us winning the next, you know, 5 out of the next 6. So hopefully we can do that. I know our time is running out here. Do you have any closing thoughts? Anything you'd like to say or didn't get?
Well, I kind of just touched on it right now. And I usually say this, I've been saying this all year, be patient. You know, like I just said, the Astros are still in first, no matter how bad it is. We all know they play bad at home. They play bad against bad teams. Just, you know, that one year they were 29-31 and they went to the ALCS. Just believe in your team. Believe in your team is my closing statement.
That's pretty much mine as well. You know, get into the playoffs. You know what we do in the playoffs. We turn it on. Typical thing. And that's pretty much it. So, Rob, thank you for letting me run the ship tonight. Thank you so much for having me again. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And until next time, this has been Astros Baseball.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.